Hey, welcome to the first amateur tarot podcast. I'm Brian, your co-host.
And I'm Ben, your other co-host.
And neither of us are qualified to give tarot readings.
But we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. That being said, Ben is wildly more qualified than I am because he has about a month more experience than I do.
So my readings will always be 30 days better than Brian's.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully your questions that get submitted are read by Ben and not by me. So what we're doing is we're taking submissions from people for questions. So the questions that we take are should be in a how or what should I type format.
And is there somewhere where people can submit their questions, Brian?
That's a great question, Ben. Yeah, you can submit your questions to amateurtarotreading, all one word, at gmail.com. And you can find more information at amateurtarot.tumblr.com. So today we have two questions. I answered a question from Angie in regards to her love life.
And I answered a question from Michael in regards to his feeling about his current jobs.
And Ben, can you just go into the specific type of reading that we're going to be doing?
Sure. So we're going to be doing, at least for the foreseeable future, a very simple three-card reading. So we will recap the question, and then we'll turn over three cards from the deck after shuffling and cutting it. And the three cards each have a certain meaning in this context. So the first card that we turn over is going to be the recent past. It's going to describe our question asker's recent past up to the point of asking the question. Then we'll have a present action card, which indicates kind of the immediate step that they need to take on the journey to sort of fulfilling what the cards are asking. And then the final card is going to be the future steps or the next steps following the immediate action and what the outcome might be if they take those steps in the future.
So that is, it'll be just three basic cards, and as we learn more, our readings will probably become wordier and more insightful sounding. But really, at the end of the day, neither of us really believe in like the magic or mystical part of the tarot. I don't want to speak for both of us, but I am right now. And Ben is nodding his head. Can't hear that on the mic. But yeah, we don't necessarily believe in it, but in the same way that a horoscope works, the patterns exist and the ideas behind it are genuine. And so it's just a matter of this is another way to accept questions and give advice.
Okay, so I think that one thing that I want to highlight that Brian said there is that things like tarot and horoscopes are sort of frowned upon as like mystical and anti-rational and propagated by the same kind of people who say that vaccines cause autism. But what Brian and I profess is a more rational approach to tarot, in that there's nothing magical about the cards that we're turning over. It's just that it's just a framework to sort of look at the problem and conceive future actions. And I think one thing that people say about tarot and horoscopes and astrology and all that in the negative is like, oh, well, this could apply to anybody, you know. If you look at it this way, of course it applies to the situation. And rather than a weakness, I choose to see that as a strength, because the fact that we can interpret any situation through any card is actually a good thing, because that means we can turn over any card that we turn over and we can see you and you can see yourself in the situation and perhaps see the step forward. So right now, you know, if you're going to ask a question, you may have infinite possibilities in front of you, and while a tarot reading doesn't predict the future, it helps take those infinite possibilities and reduce them down to just a single story that you can tell yourself. And you don't have to follow it, but it can describe actions that you can take to hopefully make the situation seem less overwhelming and less scary. Cool, so let's get into some questions.
All right, this question comes from Angie, wants to know, what should I do to be more comfortable with where I am in life? And that's specifically for her in regards to her love and dating life. So for the recent past card, we had a reversed King of Pentacles. And then for the present, we had a Five of Swords. And for next steps, we had the Page of Pentacles. So starting with the recent past, what's led up to this situation, we have the King of Pentacles, who represents like power and glory and accomplishments. He's the height of power and status. Unfortunately, here we have the reverse King of Pentacles, which is more representative, typically, of domination and controlling impulses. So, two different ways that we can look at this. One is character traits that you carry with yourself. The other is something that you've been getting in other people that you have paired up with in relationships, or that you have entered into relationships with. But whichever person this is, they're probably, they have an interest in material or bodily things. They're very into their stuff, or they're super sexualized. Maybe they're possessive about their home and things, dismissive of lower status people, maybe chasing money. And possibly you're feeling stuck in a rut. And maybe that's the direction that this reading could go, is you're feeling stuck in a rut. You very much like the things that you like, and so that's what you're going after. And so this card, the reverse King of Pentacles, is maybe an indication that you've needed to lighten up. And maybe you have met someone that you like, but you found out that they're not what you hoped for, and so it just dropped out from under. And maybe that other person was really controlling or authoritative or possessive of you and your time and your relationship. So that's what's led us up to this point, is a disappointment in your partners, based on either you wanting more control or them being too controlling. Which brings us to the present action, which is a Five of Swords. And the Five of Swords is like a hero. He's got the swords of his vanquished enemies who are walking away broken, but there's still like a cloudy sky, so maybe there's trouble on the horizon. And what this says to me is that you might be in conflict with other people. You might be having conflicts where you're coming out ahead, but when you come out ahead, you've isolated yourself because of that. You have taken steps that maybe you're not so proud of in order to get that victory. Or just you're super, super ambitious. And in this case, since we're talking about love, like maybe you're pursuing a partner with no thought to the consequences that has to the rest of your life or the other people in your life. And so even if you got a success right now, even if you got a date right now at this moment, it wouldn't probably be what you're wanting or what's going to be the best in the long run. So make sure that you're focusing on the right things. It keeps your mind more at ease, and when you think about what you're doing and why you're doing it before you do it, it's likely going to strengthen whatever relationships you have moving forward. Which brings us to moving forward. And your next steps here, according to the reading today, we got the Page of Pentacles. And this is like a really positive card. He's got a harvest coming up. There's lots of opportunity. He's got a coin in his hand because his luck is changing. Things are turning out well for him. There's a lot of planning for future success inherent in the symbology of this card. Is symbology a word or just symbolism? Do they both mean the same thing? We'll never know. But yeah, this card's very much new beginnings and inspiration, and possibly just a growing awareness of what you need and what you're looking for. It's very much about getting the motivation to pursue your dreams, to pursue what you really want, and having the enthusiasm and the desire to make things happen. And fortunately or unfortunately, what this card says to me right now about this particular question for Angie is focus on other stuff. Focus on learning and pursuing entrepreneurial efforts or pursuing other parts of your life that success is more up to you. Build yourself up in those other areas and let the relationship harvest take care of itself. Possibly the love dating arena is not where your focus needs to be right now. So maybe that's a disappointing overall outlook, but seems like it's pretty level-headed. So that's where we're at. I hope that's helpful in some way.
Michael asks, how can I stop being so negative in regards to my job? I despise it. And so Michael's reading is particularly interesting because we turned over three reversed cards. We have the Knight of Wands reversed, the Nine of Pentacles reversed, and the Ace of Wands reversed. And in a reading, reversed cards are sometimes interpreted as negative, and I think that makes sense given the nature of the question, given that Michael feels like he is in a very negative place right now in regards to his job. However, the reverse cards can also indicate that if we take the proper actions, that ultimately we can turn them upright and achieve some of the more positive benefits associated with the cards, because all three of these cards are positive. It's just that right now Michael needs to focus on taking actions that are going to turn these cards upright to achieve the positive outcome he wants and feel more positive in regards to his job. So in the recent past, we have the Knight of Wands reversed, and wands are the suit that's associated with passion and determination and kind of an inner fire. And when that inner fire is harnessed, it's going to lead to success. And when that inner power is harnessed, it's going to lead to success. The trick is that that passion and that fire needs to be grounded in reality. And the upright Knight of Wands indicates this kind of this pure passion, this lust, this desire for success. And I'm going to assume, Michael, that when you started your job, you felt this passion and you felt this big drive to kind of throw all your effort and energy into your job to be successful, to stand out. And maybe over time you've become a bit more disillusioned and that Knight of Wands has become reversed. You feel more like you're spinning your wheels, like this energy that you're putting into your job is sort of going into a black hole and not achieving the results that you're hoping to achieve. And that can lead to frustration, and that can lead to haste. That can lead to taking impulsive action rather than sitting down, thinking about your goals, and then taking the proper actions to achieve those goals. And so, you know, this unharnessed passion can lead to feeling exhausted, and it's not very helpful. And so the way forward in this reading to write that reversed Nine of Wands is going to be through taking that passion and thinking about rational steps forward rather than just acting on impulse, which leads us to the present action, which is the Nine of Pentacles. And upright, as you can see on the card, the Nine of Pentacles represents abundance and financial stability, which is kind of represented by this woman. She's in a garden, she's surrounded by money. And of course, reversed, it's meaning the opposite. You may be feeling stuck and in some financial trouble. And what I would ask you to think about is this sort of feeling of stuckness, is this feeling of financial worry real or is it in your own head? Because if you look at the Nine of Pentacles, this woman has a lot of material wealth. You know, she has these coins behind her. There's a house in the background. She has a bird on her hand. And maybe you've sort of locked yourself into a certain standard of living that you don't need to truly sustain. Like, consider that maybe a new job or a brief stint of unemployment while you find something new to do would definitely force you to cut back in some ways, but would you be forced to cut back in a way that's going to put you and your family at a detriment? Like, if you're still able to put food on the table and put a shelter over your head, maybe you don't need to, you know, buy that fancy thing or, you know, go to this event that you don't need to go to or, you know, eat out six nights a week. I would encourage you to look for places where financially you can cut back on your responsibilities while obviously still achieving, you know, the mandatory things we all need to get through our life, because that's going to make it easier to move away from this job that's gotten you feeling negative. And I think we really see that in our final card, in our future outcome card, the Ace of Pentacles. So I think we really see that in our future card, the Ace of Wands. And seeing two wand cards in the same reading indicates to me that you're a person that's ruled by passion. You know, you get excited about new opportunities and you put your full efforts into something. But if you aren't excited about that thing, you find it difficult to really invest. And upright, the Ace of Wands indicates a new beginning, a new opportunity, something that you're going to really be able to throw all of your passion and energy into and achieve success. And reversed, it indicates that you don't really know what that thing is. Maybe you're wondering, like, what out there could make me happy? And so to reverse this card and to get to this new beginning, I think it starts with letting go of some of your responsibilities. You might be feeling weighed down right now, and you need to find areas where you can sort of release some of the responsibilities you're feeling that's keeping you stuck in this job to turn this Ace of Wands upside down and achieve this new beginning where you're gonna be able to invest your passions into something new that you're excited about, even if it takes a couple sacrifices along the way. So thanks for your question, Michael, and wish you the best of luck.
And that was our first readings. How do you feel about that?
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
I also feel good about it. I hope that...
Hopefully Michael and Angie feel good about
yes.
it as well.
And if not, you can send us more questions or complaints or just how sexy you think we unqualified amateur tarot readers are. You can contact us at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com.
And if you want to check out pictures of the spreads that we turned over, you can head over to amateurtarot.tumblr.com.
Thanks, and we'll talk to you soon.